If you're in your 40s or 50s, give or take, I'm guessing you've tried it all when it comes to improving your health. And as women with demanding schedules, we go a million miles an hour and we don't stop. Between our career and spouse and kids and even grandkids and aging parents and volunteer stuff and community stuff, we don't have any time for ourselves. And then when it comes to things like, I just want more energy, or I want to get back into my old jeans, or I just want to feel better about myself. And we look to the expert and we say, just tell me what I need to do to fix this. We're women who take action in all areas of our lives. So we look for this magic bullet that's going to produce the result. We're used to taking action. We're used to being successful. We've got this great career, great family, and we've got everything under control. But why can't we figure it out when it comes to our health? I want to welcome you to the brand new look and feel, as the Gratitude Builds Fortitude podcast is now called Your Comeback Story. Yes, the podcast had a little makeover, and I'm excited to begin your new journey with this five-part series called Your Comeback Experience. Welcome to Your Comeback Story, the podcast for successful women to create their comeback story for their health, lives, and careers. Picture an 80s movie style montage where we optimize your mindset and mental resilience. I'm Holly Bertone, your host and comeback coach. Let's play and have fun. You've heard the new intro, and welcome to Your Comeback Story, formerly the Gratitude Builds Fortitude podcast. Thank you so much for being here. And we are kicking this makeover off with something very special for you. And I'm excited to share, we've got a five-part series for you, and it's called Your Comeback Experience. And this is the Rocky framework that I talk about in my keynote speeches. Now, here in the five-part series on the podcast, we're going to focus specifically on health and creating your comeback story with your health. But the principles that I share here, they're universal. So you can apply them to your life and to your career as well. And I actually do that with my keynotes, and I'll take the framework and adapt it to the specific requirements of the audience and what they want to hear about. Oftentimes, it's leadership or sales or entrepreneurship, but these concepts are universal. And this is also the framework for my Back to You transformational program. Now, we call it something else inside of the program, but the framework is parallel. But the differentiator is that in this five-part series, you're going to get the why and the what. But in the program, it's actually the training of the how. Of how it's done, plus all the support and coaching community and all of that. So this five-part series is just giving you a taste of what that's all about. So let's get into this. So part one of your comeback experience is R, and R stands for rear view mirror. Okay, and here's why. Is you've got to get right. You've got to be okay with what happened to get you to this place in the first place. Whatever that situation is, you can't jump into your DeLorean and just go back and change it. But what you can do, you can make peace with it. It's finding peace and forgiveness with that situation. Peace and forgiveness with another person or other people. And yeah, most importantly, peace and forgiveness with yourself. So I want to stop and let's just take a look at what got us here in the first place. Now, the first stop is the diet culture that we grew up with. And I'm guessing some of this probably sounds familiar. You've got calorie in versus calorie out. Low-fat foods help us to lose weight. Reduced calorie foods help us to lose weight. Juice cleanses are something you do every month. It's all about willpower. And then we've been programmed with this cycle. Eating healthy equals I have to diet. Diet equals just stop eating cake and instead just eat a bunch of salad. Eating salad is rabbit food. Rabbit food sucks. I eat rabbit food and now I'm starving and I'm hangry and I have no more energy. In fact, I have less energy and the scale hasn't moved. What did I do wrong? I must be a failure. And by the time we're in our 40s and 50s, a little change here and there. We have tried it all when it comes to improving our health. And as women with demanding schedules, we just go a million miles an hour. We don't stop. We've got our career and spouse and kids and grandkids and aging parents and volunteer stuff and community stuff and all the things. and we don't make any time for ourselves. And then when it comes to things like, I just want more energy, or I want to get back into my old jeans, or I just want to feel better about myself. And we look to the expert and say, just tell me what I need to do to fix this. We're women, like we take action in all the areas of our lives. So we want this thing, we want this magic bullet, this action that's going to produce the result. It's like, we just want to do the action. We're used to being successful. We've got this, you know, great career, great family. We've got everything under control. But why can't we figure it out when it comes to our health? How many different experts have told you to eat this or don't eat that or do this protocol or don't do this thing? So we follow the advice. We do the thing. And it doesn't work. And the result usually looks something like, I'm disappointed again. I'm disappointed in the expert, but I'm more disappointed in myself. I did the thing they told me to do, and it didn't work. I failed again. There's got to be something wrong with me. And then I feel a lot of shame because I can't figure it out. And then I just want to give up because, I don't know, maybe it's just supposed to be like this. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you've thought any of that, you're not alone. And I ask my people all the time, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to get healthier? And whatever that interpretation is, sometimes it's eating better, moving more, sleeping better, losing weight, ditching a bad habit, all kinds of things. The answer is always like a 9 or a 10, mostly 10, a few nines here and there. But we want the thing. We want it bad. We want to get healthier. But then when I ask, are you willing to put forth the effort to make it happen? It's like, ooh. That normally drops to around maybe a 5, 6, 7. Here's the important thing that I really want you to think about. When it comes to actually implementing the thing, that level of action, that's usually like a 2 or a 3 or a 4. There's this huge disconnect between wanting to get healthier and actually implementing what you need to do to get the results. Because we get comfortable where we're at. We want the change, but we don't want our view of the world to change. And the cycle looks the same. I call it the base camp cycle. So it's kind of like you're at base camp. You start at the base of the mountain. You get excited to do the thing. You've got the 80s movie montage music in your head, and you're all eye of the tiger. I'm going to do this. And then you go into action and you do the thing, and it's all exciting and new and shiny. And that excitement lasts about 2 weeks because the thing gets hard and then you get discouraged. And when you're discouraged, you rely on willpower. I'm just going to push through this. You know, I can do it this way for one more week. But then obstacle gets thrown into your path, whether it's a rainy day or working late or a change in a schedule. And this turns into, I'm just going to start on Monday. And since you're now relying on sheer willpower, it actually becomes easier to go back to your old habits rather than to do the thing to make the change. So instead of now climbing the mountain, you are right back at base camp. Hence, the base camp cycle. There are scientific studies that show that 92% of all New Year's resolutions fail. And the base camp cycle is why. The majority of the experts in the programs out there, they begin with the doing. They begin with the actions that you should do to achieve the results. Do this, don't do that. Eat this, don't eat that. And I'm not knocking the programs. There's a lot of really good programs out there. But if you're doing the thing and you're not seeing results, this is why. And it's because they're starting you at the wrong place. The program's probably really good, but they're starting you at the wrong place. And this is why you are constantly on that base camp cycle, which looks like the yo-yo diets and jumping from protocol to protocol. Like, you know exactly what you're supposed to do, but then it gets hard and it's not sustainable. And here's why it doesn't work. There's two reasons. Now, the first one is what I just talked about. They're starting you at the wrong place. The second one is that they are cookie cuttering you into a protocol that may or may not work for you based on your age or your metabolic health and your demanding lifestyle. In this five-part series, we're starting with the rearview mirror. That's what this episode's about. I'm not even going to talk about the doing. I'm not even going to talk about moving forward until part three. In my Back to You transformational program, you don't even get into this until month number two. It's not about just tell me what to do and I'll do it, because that's the reason why it hasn't worked before. So let's talk about what the rearview mirror means. And let me use this as an example. Let me ask you this, and I think especially as women, when we were younger, there were typically three categories or belief patterns that we fell into based on our upbringing. Some of us were told that we were the pretty one. Some of us were told that we were the smart one. And unfortunately, some of us were told that we were the good for nothing one. And more often than not, this is where we believe that value comes from. We're taught at an early age to look at this external validation rather than looking inside of ourselves. I want to be perfectly clear. I'm not saying these three stories are the only place. Like, this external validation, it's created from a lot of different stories and events throughout an entire life. I'm just using it as an example because I think it's something that the majority of us can relate to. And I'm here to tell you, it is possible to have your 80s movie comeback montage. It's actually what I help my women do in the Back to You transformational program. But if you want it to work, if you want it to stick, if you want it to be sustainable, you can't start with the doing. You have to look in the rearview mirror first. You see, every single one of us, we're carrying around these beliefs and emotions and triggers and stories from our past. They might be subconscious or you might be aware of them, but they're there. And these are going to inform your success or your failure. Now, according to Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, everything is created twice. First in our minds, and then it manifests physically. Now, I recently went to Philadelphia to visit a friend. We went to the Ben Franklin Museum, and it was so cool. I want you to think about, what was it like to live back then? To be able to create and invent everything that he did. What an absolute genius he was. Everything that he invented began in his mind before it became a physical reality. This was before we knew all the things and before the internet and before we have what we have today. When Ben Franklin was 11 years old, he created swim fins. I mean, who does that at 11? And then he created bifocals and the lightning rod and the electricity and the whole thing. Oh, and fun fact and a little side tangent, this is the one that you're like, I'm going to go to the party or dinner and I'm going to press someone with this like super cool fact. Ben Franklin, so he didn't invent the printing press, but he owned a printing shop. And at the museum, I actually got to see like this live demonstration. It was like super cool of the printing press. Well, it wasn't like a typewriter, you know, they actually had hundreds of little tiny letters that they put individually in the form with the ink and the press to create the newspaper, like hundreds of tiny little letters. Every single sentence, every single word had these tiny little letters that had to be hand put into place. Well, to keep them organized, the letters were kept in cases. There was an uppercase and a lowercase. And my friend, that is why our letters today are named uppercase and lowercase. And you're welcome. Okay, I want you to think about this. If we create our comeback story, so it's first created in our minds and we're creating it through the current lens of what happened in our past, and we're creating it from these stories and these triggers, and we're creating our comeback story from this place of desperation, anger, resentment, shame, fear, worry, revenge. Our future becomes what we feed it. And it's not going to look like how we think it's supposed to look like. So if we feed our future from this disempowering state, take a guess what it's going to look like. Albert Einstein says we can't solve our problems with the same thinking we use to create them. What got you here won't get you there. I want you to listen closely. If you make your comeback story from that place, you're going to come right back around to where you currently are, right back to base camp, and it's not going to be sustainable. The very first thing that we need to do is to get right with those stories and beliefs and triggers and emotions from the past. Okay, how do we do that? Number one, we identify what your dominant belief patterns and stories and triggers are that are preventing you from moving forward and achieving optimal health and wellness. And number two, that's done by healing from that residual shame, blame, guilt, or resentment. And we're going to embrace forgiveness and we're going to embrace total acceptance, both from other people, but more importantly, yourself. Number three, you're going to learn the secret to managing your triggers so that you can create your inner sanctuary of peace. When you join the Back to You transformational program, you are going to learn all the details and all of the coaching of how to do exactly this. You can go to backtoyou.coach. That's B-A-C-K-T-O-Y-O-U spelled out backtoyou.coach to learn more. Or if you know right away that you want to fill out your application and get on my calendar, you can go to calendarholly.com. So that's backtoyou.coach or calendarholly.com. So what does this look like on the other side? You're going to have a more regulated nervous system where you're not feeling the shame or the blame, where you aren't walking on eggshells, where you aren't triggered as much, where you're at peace, where you have more control over your emotions, which then helps you to make better decisions and eventually create those habits to create sustainable health and wellness that fits into your lifestyle. And at the end of the day, this inner peace is something that we're all seeking. But in order to be successful, something else has to happen. And that something else is personal responsibility, which isn't always the easiest pill to swallow. And that's what we're going to talk about in the next episode in this series. So thank you for tuning in to Your Comeback Story and the special 5-part series, Your Comeback Experience. Hit me up on Instagram at holly.bertone and let me know what your biggest takeaway is from today. And I'll see you in the next episode.
We have some real talk here for a minute, just between us girls. Can we have a conversation about what the end of the day looks like? I'm talking about that moment when you've crossed off all the things on your list. Okay, they're not all completed, but you're done for the day. And when I say done for the day, I mean you are done. And you sit on the couch to actually relax for a few minutes before bedtime. You know that moment of pure bliss when your bum hits the couch cushion and then you sit back in this heap of exhaustion. You pull the blanket over your legs, literally breathe for the first time all day. And it's not even 1 minute later. And it's your spouse, hey hun, your kid, mom. Or you pick up the phone to scroll on social media and then your boss sends you an email you need to respond to. Or you see something that like, oh, shoot, I forgot to do something that can't wait for tomorrow. And then the dog's doing the potty dance because spouse or kid never took them for a walk, even though you asked them to. And it's that moment that you feel this resentment fill your body. And then you probably feel guilt on top of it because this is the life that you've always dreamed of. You've got a great career and a great family. So you might be wondering, why do I feel so drained? Why is my life sucking every ounce of energy out of my body? I'm here to tell you that the world is not going to crumble if you say yes to yourself, but you will eventually crumble if you don't. You deserve to take care of yourself and your health. And it begins by saying yes to you. which is probably the hardest yes that you're ever going to say. And that's why I created a very special private podcast series. It's called Your Comeback Experience, and it's specifically for you, the woman who has a track record of success in everything that you do, but you are burned out and something's still missing. And somewhere along the way, your health got pushed to the side. It's a secret podcast, meaning it's not public. You need to have an invitation to access it. And I want to invite you. So to get this free private podcast delivered right to your inbox, click on the link in the show notes or go to podcastholly.com. Super easy to remember, podcastholly.com. The link is also in the show notes.